This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Bruce Springsteen has been going through a period of trying new things, including an extended run on Broadway and a one-man autobiographical show. Now he has a new solo album called Western Stars, which Springsteen says draws inspiration from the Southern California pop records of the late 1960s and early 70s. Here's Ken's review of Western Stars.
Had enough of heartbreaking pain. I had a little sweet spot for the rain, for the rain and skies of gray. Hello, sunshine, won't you stay?
Had enough of heartbreak and pain, sings Bruce Springsteen in the opening words of that song called Hello Sunshine. What's this? A Bruce Springsteen casting aside heartbreak and pain? I would not have thought such a boss could exist. Nevertheless, there remains something guarded in his tone as he greets the bright sun. Even with a West Coast tan, Springsteen remains restless, searching.
I got so down and out in Frisco, tired of the pills and the rain. I picked up headed for the sunshine. I left the good thing behind. Seemed all of our love was in vain. Now my baby's coming in on the Tucson train.
In his 2016 autobiography and subsequent Broadway show, one of the things Springsteen performed was a demystification of his image, a critique of the authenticity myth that surrounds him, and which he sometimes feels as a trap. That process continues on this album, which is an intentional, if only temporary, move away from the earthy naturalism of the E Street Band. In its place are string sections, oboes, French horns. For the source of this, Springsteen has directed our attention to Jimmy Webb's hits with Glenn Campbell, like Wichita Lineman and Galveston. Springsteen's open-hearted response to them is new songs with similarly geographical titles like Tucson Train and Somewhere North of Nashville. Half a century ago, the film studios used to hire Frankie Lane or Johnny Horton to sing the sort of Western movie ballads Springsteen conjures up in a new song like Sundown.
I'm 2,500 miles from where I wanna be. It feels like 100 years since you've been near to me. I guess what goes around, baby, comes around. Just wishing you were here with me in sundown.
To be honest, I've always found Jimmy Webb's songwriting and arrangements overwrought and mawkish. But in using them as sparks for his own creativity here, Springsteen is aided immeasurably by the roughness of his voice, which cuts the sap, and the strict denial of sentimentality in his own lyrics. The result is California-style pop with a boss twist, sunset melancholy worthy of the Mamas and the Papas and the Beau Brummels.
I woke up this morning with stones in my mouth. Said those were only the lies you've told me. Those are only the lies you've told me. I pulled my collar to the wind and spit them on the ground. You said those are only the lies you've told me. Those are only the lies you've told me. You sat on the edge of our bed in the sun. I felt them gather on my tongue.
That's called Stones, with that stark, beautiful refrain. The title song, Western Stars, plays on two of its meanings, the starry frontier sky, and the cinematic celebrities that used to roam the Old West. Monty Hellman's 1966 Western Ride in the Whirlwind gets name-checked in Western Stars, as does John Wayne. You just know that the wide-open spaces of Springsteen's expansive arrangements are meant to put you in mind of John Ford Westerns like The Searchers and She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
Once I was shot by John Wayne. It was towards the end. That one scene's brought me 1,000 drinks, set me up and I'll tell it for you, friend. Here's to the cowboys, riders in the whirlwind. Tonight the western stars are shining bright again. And the western stars are shining bright again. Tonight the riders on sunset are smothered in the sand of Halloween. And the western stars are shining bright again. Come on. I woke up this morning, just glad my boots were on.
Ultimately, no matter how different the music around him may sound, Springsteen has made a Springsteen album, populated by slightly different characters, movie extras and stuntmen, exhausted couples that check into a place called the Moonlight Motel. When the sun comes up, they'll get in their car, and Bruce will be in the back seat, serenading them as they drive onto Los Angeles in hopes of changing their bad luck for good.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Bruce Springsteen's new album called Western Stars. On tomorrow's Fresh Air, we speak with Nicole Perlroth, the New York Times cybersecurity correspondent, about the powerful cyber weapons now in the hands of foreign governments, criminals, and private security firms. For 5 weeks, the city of Baltimore has struggled to recover from a ransomware attack on its computer systems, which may have employed stolen cyber weapons developed by the U.S. government. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C. V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Sunrise, sundown, the streets gone golden brown, harbor skies above, I'm searching for my love, searching for my love.